Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman podcast, cheering up a bear, class, and man. And today we are continuing our field craft series with Pioneer kits. So,
Oklahoma with a wind comes sweeping down the plains. Oh, wrong Pioneer. Sorry.
Wrong. Yeah, but you know what? Like, good on you. You're cultured. you should be proud of that. No, Pioneer kits. So I thought it was silly at first too, but at least when we were in the Army, Pioneer kits was what was attached to our vehicles. It was basically our, oh shit, we got stuck kit. Not including our, you know, winches or tow straps. You know, if you're buying the stuff yourself, you'll probably have winch, tow straps, tire chains, dead man anchors, off-road jacks, all that nonsense. This is just hand tools, essentially.
Yeah.
Stuff to help you move some dirt or some brush or whatever, get your trash and get you back on the road. Reference for
Pioneers would have had.
Yeah, with Pioneers would have had, sure, kind of.
Kind of.
That idea. Yeah. But reference for today, SD3-22.7 Striker Mortar Platoon and Section Leaders Handbook, circa 2009. But this will be a little bit shorter of an episode, but we want to kind of throw this vein out there in case you aren't already planning on this or prepare for this in this way. These are awesome because I can't tell you how many times that we got stuck in the, you know, vehicles we weren't supposed to be able to get stuck in, and these helped us out a lot. So
dude, how often do you think we actually got stuck in those?
Every time we went out, somebody got stuck. I'm not exaggerating.
Yes.
I forgot the dude's name, but I remember one time at NTC, homie blew out 6 tires on one striker at one time.
I don't remember who that was, but he was dropping off javelin teams on the side of a mountain, and I remember the TC, Sergeant B, was just like, oh yeah, just drive up this little section. We'll drop them off so they don't have to walk as far. Well, if you've never been to NTC in the box, in the desert, those mountains are sharp freaking shale. And they will slash, I don't care.
Razor sharp shale.
I don't care what your tires are made out of. They will absolutely shred them. And that's exactly what happened. It shredded those tires and they came back on flat.
And they were all gone. And if you're not in a vehicle, you'll taste it.
Yeah.
And down you go.
You will go down and it's hilarious.
Oh, but yeah. I'll laugh. So I've also used these when, oh my gosh, like, do you know what? They're just called berms. Yeah. When the engineers like built up something so that like, enemy vehicles can get past.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, berm. Yeah, I had LT like make me get out with a crippled hand, take the shovel and like start beating out a berm wide enough for our striker to get through. Yeah, it was great.
What?
Loved that guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. LTET?
I think so, yeah. Great guy. It was awesome.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I hate him. But anyways.
13 Alpha. Wait, that wasn't, he wasn't 13 Alpha.
No.
Anyway.
I don't remember. However, so what we typically had in our Pioneer kits, but I'm pretty darn sure it's doctrine, is a shovel, an axe, and a matic head and handle. A matic is like a tiller slash pickaxe hybrid. So one side has a tiller, one side has a pickaxe. Mm-hmm. And those were
those in my garage,
nice and, you know, tied up on the side of the striker, had its own little bracket with with webbing straps, you know, tie downs, and you know, that was it. If you needed it, they were there. Super easy.
And you needed them, they weren't, because they got knocked off by foliage.
Like a good neighbor, stay over there. What we recommend as part of a Pioneer kit, I would say you should, if you're doing like all, you know, all the cool guy stuff with your cool guy friends or anything, you know, off-roading, overlanding, camping, hunting, whatever. That's a pretty good baseline. That's a pretty good minimum. You know, having shovel, axe, and I would say instead of the mag, I would recommend like a landscaping axe.
Yeah.
Or a mag. A mag's fine. Yeah. But you could, you know, throw in a landscaping axe instead of the axe, throw in the pickaxe. I mean, whatever, you know, floats your boat, you're pretty much doing the same exact thing. You know, the only thing that the pickaxe really gonna give you a leg up on is, you know, being able to go through rock, but at that point, find somewhere else to go.
Right.
You know, like, it's not worth it. That it's not that bad. Yeah, you don't need that bad. Like,
if you find yourself having to bust through rock, you are.
If you're digging it, then you hear it. Tink, tink, tink. Just leave. Find a different way around.
Yeah.
Ugh. However, additionally, I would recommend you know, something like a hatchet, boy's axe, camp axe, something small. Reason being, yes, you already have the axe, but if you have something smaller, you're not going to need the whole, you know, the full grown axe every time. And if you had a smaller, you know, like a hand axe or a camp axe, you can have something to pass off to a buddy. You can divide labor up. You know, yeah. More hands, less to work. I also recommend like a machete. So obviously whatever you can use, you know, you can clear with a machete. You can probably get in or out with your vehicle. But this has, I guess, a little more niche of a purpose with being able to collect, being able to harvest, camouflage easier than trying to rip out like tall grass or whatever with your hands, or you're trying to go off of trees. It's just it's a little more of a niche tool, specialized tool for a specialized purpose.
This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarters since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And to help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strong Men Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. Yeah, he's right, though. With dividing up labor is definitely essential. So you don't want to be doing all work yourself. In addition to that, you can also use a machete. That's pretty clutch for when it comes to beheading someone, or, you know, cutting down small trees, taking off limbs from trees, or, you know, people's arms.
Camouflage, whatever.
Camouflage, yeah. Folding saws are great for pioneer tools. Probably one of the essentials that I would say you definitely need in your kit, because I mean, if you can't carry an axe, a folding saw is just as good. It'll take you a little bit more time, but
dude, like a silky,
dang, these are awesome. Yes,
like 12-inch, like those things are freaking monsters, like butter. And you know, I'd honestly rather have a folding saw get through. See, imagine like 4 or 6 inch. You know, limb, if that's going across, if it's still attached to the rowie wherever you're trying to go, like, yeah, you could get through with an axe, but way, way more efficient to use a saw.
Yes, absolutely. Also, you can never go wrong with having a crowbar or wrecker bar or pry bar in your kit as well. And I'll actually throw in having a bundle of rope. High tensile strength rope or a really strong ratchet strap. Because you can do anything with those, whether you get your vehicle stuck or, you know, you need to, say, pull down a tree or tow someone. Like, it's three examples of just the limitless possibilities that you can do. You can bundle stuff. Like, oh, God, I love ratchet straps.
Well, the crow. So going back to the crowbar, wrecker bar, I mean, those other parts of the kit, that's mainly for like woodland for all type areas, but there's no guarantee you're always going to be in the woods.
Right.
Yeah. That's a whole, right. You know, urban city. That's a whole spectrum that, you know, we're not thinking of there. And that's where those really shine. And, you know, we talked about rope or chain or, you know, rat straps more in the, you know, like vehicle to vehicle type kits that aren't included in the Pioneer kit. But I will say a solid off-road jack.
Yes. Like
the leverage you can get on that thing with some rope. Mm-hmm. You talk about moving stuff, dude. Go. Like money. Absolutely. Yes. Especially, you know, like all the, a bunch of off-road vehicles I've seen have like the, you know, the mount for their off-road jack and whatever else, right. Where, you know, you can get to stuff super quick. Like, those are just a super cool piece of kit. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, awesome. And also not listed, 5 to 10 pounds of tannerite when it just won't budge.
When you absolutely need to move.
When
that hasn't gone through yet.
When, you know what else too, besides tannerite, if you can't fry it or move it or cut it, you can always melt it.
Yeah.
Keep some thermite in your kit.
So that's actually way more handy than people might think. Way more handy.
Have you seen the torches? I don't think it's thermite, but those like high, like extremely high temperature torches that'll just cut through chain or, you know, wire or whatever. Give me 10 of those. I will find a problem. I will make a problem so that I can fix it. Like, those things are just cool.
Those are not quite acetylene torches. Those are those plasma torches.
It's self-contained.
Yeah,
that's what gets me, because it's essentially a flare, but it's a, I don't know, dude. They're freaking cool, though.
I think it's a plasma cutter.
I'm waiting for IWA to drop those.
Dude, they have so much awesome stuff.
Check out IWA. I love those guys. Cool. Anyways, you have anything else for Pioneer kits?
Honestly, no. Not without getting in too far in the weeds and this turning into like absolute prepper freaking episode.
That is what the Fieldcraft series is for.
It is, but that's not this episode.
That is not this episode. I guess my last kind of tangent on this would be, you know, we talked about the, you know, the tools that we recommend you have, but the kind of tools, like how you make up those tools, really matters too, and how you take care of those. Right. So you're going to find, or you can make all sorts of different mounts, whether that's on the side, top, bottom of your vehicle. Well, you have to think, if this is living on your vehicle full time, so you have to think about the degrading effects of UV light, of water, of, you know, hail, snow, ice, just a general buffs, bumps, wear and tear. The handles on these tools are either going to be wood or some sort of composite. Some kind of man-made substance, right? So I prefer wood because it's field serviceable. So,
well, see, I'm the exact opposite. I can appreciate the whole reasoning behind the wood, but when you have a composite, it's totally inert.
Yeah, so, a 1,000%. Yeah.
Yes, it can break, but at the same time, it is immune to warping. It is immune to weather. If it does break, hell, you can just go out and replace it with wood. But it does tend to last a lot longer than wood does. That's my only argument. And trust me, I'm completely on board. I would never steer anyone away from wood as far as
I've grown up with both. You know, my old man, he always liked the composite handles and everything. But just as I've been collecting stuff, like I always do the Shishugi Bond, so I always scorch all my stuff and then I'll wrap whatever is gonna be my high friction area, Koban, tape or whatever. But I just like that assurance. If something happens to it, then I can fix it. I can, either sand it down or get a new handle or whatever. I've had both break on me. I've had handle shatter. If I slip and I strike the handle of my axe or hatchet or whatever, I had those shattered. Sucks. I've had the composite handles, break open in the middle or chip or, get all the little pock marks where, it'll rip your hands up or what. It is, obviously, user preference, right? But if you're going to choose wood, then have stuff that you need to take care of the wood. Oil it, sand it, take care of it, seal it, all that stuff. If you're going to have composite, take care of it. Because the stuff that you can normally sand down on a, on a wood handle, you're not going to be able to really, you can do it up to a point, but you're kind of limited there. And then if you're going to need to replace it, and that's the whole thing, is that you're less likely to have to replace it, but if you do, know how to. That would be my big warning banner there.
Agreed. So when you've had stuff like splinter and break, have you ever had the head of an axe shatter off and just take off across the area like a freaking detent spring?
I've had it where I went down on the strike and then it just do a death tumble across the ground.
Yeah, just take off. It's freaking so awesome. It's so terrifying.
Terrifying. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm like, oh dude, that would not only break your shin, that'd rip.
Go straight through. Yeah. Clean to the bone if that hit you. No, it's awesome. Stuff. That thing, it takes off like a freaking detent spring if you just do the wrong thing. You just freaking, it goes.
Mm-hmm. But, that's like we said, user preference, that's just a kind of ideology thing.
Yeah.
But I've also had, is it Fikers? Or Fisker? What's the brand?
Fisker.
Yeah, Fisker. I have several of those, so they're freaking great. I've not had any issues. But
I have used and abused my Fisker like the long handled like pruning shears or whatever they are for like limbs. I have used and abused those so bad that like the main cutting blade is like dented and slightly bent over because of how many limbs I've had to cut off. Thanks to like that hurricane. Yeah.
Love it.
Fisker's a great entry level tool.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're depending on where you're at, it just depends on where you're looking at in a wood tool. Right? Mm-hmm. So the kind of wood it is, maybe warped or whatever, the wedges that they use, at the tool, preferably a circular wedge is, excellent. And then just make sure to get off that freaking lacquer as soon as you can. Because that'll rip your hands up. But anyways, we already did an episode on that. But guys, that's all we had for you today. We talked about Pioneer kits, what we have in our kits, what we have when we were in the Army, what we recommend that you change. It's we got stuck kit. So if you have it, you're helping yourself out. If you don't, that's on you. So you have anything else, man?
I do not.
Awesome. Guys, we are the Hard Time Strongman podcast, Dream of Bear Class Man, continuing on our Fieldcraft series with Pioneer Kits. Make sure to hit us up on Instagram, on Patreon, on, follow the Discord, Spotify, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Helps us out a lot, pushes our reach out a lot, and makes other things like the PDF guides, the book, merch, all these things possible for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. Check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon. Our Patreon, outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled, our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase. So you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations, and along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery, these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check out our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.